Ladies and gentlemen, time now for the clean joke of the day. And here's Nikki.
This guy walks into a bar with his golden retriever. Hey, can I get a drink on the house if my dog talks for you? Dogs can't talk, pal, but if you prove it to me that yours does, I'll give you a drink. If not, I get to kick your butt. Okay, says the guy. He turns to the dog. Okay, fella, tell me what is on top of a house. Roof! The man turns and smiles at the bartender. That ain't talking. Any dog can bark. Okay, boy, tell me, how does sandpaper feel? Rough. What the heck you trying to pull, mister? Okay, one more question, please. Okay, buddy, tell me, who's the greatest ball player who ever lived? Ruth. The bartender beats the heck out of the guy and throws him on the sidewalk out of the bar, then throws the dog out next to him. The dog stands up and looks at the guy and says, geez, maybe I should have said DiMaggio.
Good morning. It's 7:56.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Barbara Wendell is today's WCHL Hometown Hero and Education Director at the North Carolina Botanical Garden. Nancy Easterling is with us now. And tell me why Barbara is so deserving of recognition.
Barbara is a gift to the garden, a gift to the community in so many different ways. She takes very good care of all the people around her. She knows how to build support and encourages relationships, and she really leaves a mark on every heart that she touches. She comes through in crisis, in times of need. She's there to support us any and every way that she can. She's been around the garden as a friend and volunteer and supporter of 2008, and all these years has given us so much of herself. She's such a wise, intelligent person that we admire and respect, and has become a foundation for us at the North Carolina Botanical Garden.
One of the things you said is that she has put in more volunteer hours than anybody else, and she always does it, and she's done it for years, and she's totally devoted to the cause.
She is in a very unique position here. She not only served on the and has served on the Botanical Garden Foundation here as our fundraising support, but also is our volunteer manager, volunteer coordinator. So she is a part of our education team, a part of the North Carolina Botanical Garden team, and she's grown our volunteer corps from 250 to over 800 individuals. We couldn't do without here at the garden. The garden would not be the garden that it is without the support of these individuals and the support of Barbara Wendell coordinating that and managing it so well.
Well, Barbara Wendell not only does great work there for the North Carolina Botanical Garden, but I understand she does a lot of great things in our community at large as well.
Yes, she does. She has been a voting poll worker for many years, and for the past 2 years has been an election judge. And giving of herself in that way on duty on election days from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and is really dedicated to us that way.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much for telling me about Barbara. I appreciate your taking the time to extol her virtues.
It is my pleasure to be a part of this nomination and recognition of Barbara. She is so generous with her time and her resources and is always helping us to carry out ideas. And without her support and presence, you know, the North Carolina Botanical Garden and the greater world would not be as wonderful as it is. She is a person that makes a difference, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
For her enormous contributions to the North Carolina Botanical Garden and in the community in general, Barbara Wendell is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Hometown Hero in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acuras, BMWs, and Subarus and a full line of Hendrick certified pre-owned vehicles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next vehicle no matter what the brand. We promise to wow you.
The Orange County Board of Health is proposing a new rule that would ban the use of e-cigarettes in bars and restaurants throughout the county. Indoors, that is. Vaping outside would still be allowed. More info online at orangecountync.gov/health. Health officials are asking for your feedback on the proposal, so get in touch with them and let them know. There will be a public hearing on Wednesday, April 27th, 7 p.m. at the Health Department office on West Tryon Street. The board will vote on the proposal sometime after the hearing.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
It's another great day on the way. Lots of sunshine today, but all this glorious weather might be coming to an end here. We'll have sunny skies, or at least partly sunny skies today, with a high in the middle 70s and a big chance of rain coming your way tomorrow. Partly cloudy tonight, not as cool, with a low of the low 60s, and then tomorrow, big chance or showers all day. Good morning, it's 8 o'clock.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL.